There's a kind of a reasonable way to proceed to figure out what the motives are. We can run through possibilities, see if some of them can be excluded. We can sort of narrow it down on some possibilities that are left. The one that immediately comes to mind, and the first one to pay attention to, is the one that is universally expressed and vociferously expressed and never questioned. That's close to true. I mean, you know, like maybe there's some statistical error and it's occasionally questioned, but you have to look hard to find it. That is, you hear it in high places, you know, Tony Blair or Madeleine Albright, commentary, reporting, editorials. I'll just take one example because it's close to home, the Boston Globe. The day of, but this is completely typical, this is unfair to pick the Globe. The day of the latest bombings, there was an editorial called A Just Attack. And the reason, there was one reason for it, and it's a standard one. Saddam is a vengeful despot who has already used chemical and biological weapons on his own citizens, which is the ultimate horror. Now, obviously, such a creature has to be destroyed, poses an enormous threat, can't be tolerated, so you bomb him, you impose sanctions, and so on. That's essentially the universal view, the universal explanation. Unchallenged. The kind of instructive exercise would be to check to see to what extent there's been any question raised about that justification.